Welcome back, everybody, here to News Talk 790 WNIS. Glad to be here this hour on Ask the Expert. I'm Damian Hall, here with Eggleston. Every month, we're talking all things Eggleston, and there's so much that goes on. Don't miss out on the next event or the next happening, the next seasonally enticing reason to get involved with Eggleston or many of the projects that Eggleston's involved in to help, increase your quality of life. EgglestonServices.org. Go to the website, hit the account or the calendar of events and find out for yourself, or go to the many Facebook page posts as well. Facebook, Instagram, all of the social medias. EgglestonServices.org, and we're here on Ask the Expert. We've got some great guests with us, and Dr. Mark Carlson, the new CEO of Eggleston. Welcome you back here to the WNIS studios.
Hi,
welcome
Damian. Back. Nice to see you.
Always a pleasure to have you here. And we were talking a little bit ago about events with Eggleston, and there's always so many events. It's always exciting, and there's always new ones, and there's ones that have really turned into a Hampton Roads tradition. Tell me a little bit about some of the events that you found yourself involved in here as of recently.
Yeah, sure. So recently for Eggleston, we're a participant in an organization called Source America, and it was recently a grassroots conference in D.C. that was held, to help advocate for the efforts of, ensuring that folks with disabilities are having access to vocational placements. They're getting, the access that they need to get in with employers. But, Source America for us is that opportunity where we can have a national footprint, a national advocacy voice to ensure that folks are engaged in those federal contracts, in other opportunities that are non-federal contracts. But again, our goal is to make sure that each individual has a choice to be able to participate in some type of an employment opportunity, and Source America is sort of our parent to help that advocacy effort. But doing it in D.C. is for us, it's that opportunity to speak with legislators, to be able to have a voice and a collective voice on a national level for families and employers and obviously those with disabilities. So next month is National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And again, as Eggleston wants to maintain and support a national voice as well as a local and regional voice on advocating for folks with disabilities and ensuring access for good jobs for all, we need to make sure that we're communicating, not just through our social media, not just through other partners and collaborators, but ensuring that, again, we're a voice for those who don't have a voice, and ensuring that employers understand what they need to be doing to create opportunities, and for potential employees to understand that they have a right and access to certain jobs, and we want to help create those opportunities. We have a few partners, and among a many list of national partners, we have folks like Cox Communication. Cox is for us. It's a longtime partner that we provide cleaning, refurbishing, and repairing of a lot of their remotes, other equipment that gets returned by customers, and we provide jobs that really provides Cox with a supply chain of their business. And without that, I think they would really have difficulty meeting the needs of their business. So, Cox is one example of how we're providing a corporate partnership. Ryson is another organization that we provide a huge job opportunity for folks within our umbrella to be able to get out there and work on more precise sort of job training opportunities. But again, the goal is to get everybody a job who wants a job. And at Eggleston Services, we ensure that people do have those opportunities. If it's something more technical, or if it's something that needs a little bit more support, we are there to help them through that process. But we really rely on those partnerships with corporations and local businesses. So if there are local businesses, we want to make sure that we are identifying them, that they're reaching out to us, and finding a way that we can partner, again, to provide jobs, especially during October when it's National Disability Employment Awareness Month. So if you are an employer, reach out to us. Let's see how we can create an opportunity for someone with a disability. Maybe that's someone we know or someone that we don't know, and we're going to help create that linkage.
I love that. And I like what you said there. Access to good jobs for all. And part of National Disability Employment Awareness Month. And just on that thought, there's a lot of, I've known for years, and something I really love, I think a lot of people here listening might not be aware that Eggleston has helped place lots of people with disabilities into plenty of jobs right here in Hampton Roads, locally owned businesses that that have, you know, had that community link with Eggleston to have some great employees as part of that. What are some of those businesses? Or better yet, if there's a business listening that might, you know, everybody needs employees. I do lots of shows with business owners, and I used to say a good employee is hard to find. And I got corrected during COVID, and they said, no, any employee is hard to find at some point. What about people that would be perfect through Eggleston working for businesses? What do those employees look like? What skills, what jobs would be perfect if there's somebody listening out there with a business that could really benefit by some of the genuine members of Eggleston?
So the nice thing about the jobs and placing people, we have a community employment program that works with businesses, and so the business can call up and say, I am looking for the following positions to be filled. These are the skill sets they need. These are the characteristics I'm looking for. And then we would then partner and pair them up with the right to help them find that right individual. And then we also work with the individual to help them with employment or like resume building, some soft skills training. We can also help them with the interviewing process. So that way when the individual goes for the interview, oftentimes their job coach would go with them. And then if they get the job coach goes in and learns the job with them. So if they do need some additional training, their job coach will be there to do that. So it's no additional expense on the employer. We've actually seen a lot of individuals really grow with this. They start off as maybe a dishwasher, but then they end up moving up to a prep cook, or they end up moving up to a different position. And it's about finding individuals something that they enjoy. If they haven't, if they're more into gardening versus automotive, then we want to find them a place, you know, where they can do plants and they could be outside versus someone who would rather be sitting at a desk. Maybe that's more of their speed. So it's, again, about finding it. So what I would encourage is if a business is looking for somebody, reach out to Eggleston. Our number is 757-858-8011 or visit EgglestonServices.org and reach out to our community employment people, and then they can help you find the right person. Speaking of employment, I did want to also introduce, we have Brad Kirkpatrick with us from our garden center to talk to a little bit more about some of the employment opportunities that Eggleston also hosts.
Brad, glad to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you, Damien. Thank you, Kristen. Well, balls landed over at the garden center in a big way. We had about 400 moms show up on Thursday of this week. We've got pansies coming in next week. We have our little fall seedlings in, and those vegetables are ready to be planted. They look great. We have all sorts of decor over there for the fall and Halloween. It's been a transformation over the last 3 weeks to look at the garden center. And if you haven't been over there in a while, we have greatly expanded that the space there. We're sitting over across from Lafayette Park in Norfolk, right there at 38th and Granby. And that place has grown by about 500-600 square feet. So there's plenty more to take a look at if you haven't been there recently. In addition to the garden center, we have the farmer's market there. We have locally produced foods and snacks and produce, and we have a partnership with Cromwell Farms. Anybody who goes down to the oceanfront for the farmer's market there that pops up on Saturday, the largest produce stand out there is from Cromwell Produce, and they are a partner of us, and we bring a lot of their products there to our farmer's market. And we have a freezer there with grab-and-go goods and ice cream and a lot of other things. We also supply the area with fresh raw milk that you can pick up there, and you can sign up for a raw milk pickup. It's a great little service, and a lot of people take advantage of it.
Now, is this cow milk?
Cow milk. It's something we've been doing for about 6 months now, and people love it. So it's a great service. Back over to the Garden Center, we've got hay bales, pumpkins, all the fall stuff are in, lots of things to take a look at. And we have an event coming up. Speaking of events, we have so many events we've been talking about. On October 13th, we have our pumpkin painting event. So bring the kids, the grandkids, come out and check it out. We have a great time doing that. And one thing that we do is we're celebrating Halloween. One of the things that we all know when we're looking at Halloween and fall is Christmas is around the corner. We have an annual Christmas tree sale. It's a tradition over at the Eggleston Garden Center. Eggleston's been doing it before they even had a garden center, all the way back to, I think, 1990, 1991. A lot of people participated. We really enjoy it. And the trees are landing on November 15th. And we're very excited about it. We're going to have wreaths and accessories and roping and all sorts of stuff.
So are there going to be more events this year, like wreath tying events like last year?
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
We'll do some wreath tying and we'll have all sorts of things going on for the kids. Santa will show up.
Okay.
He'll be there in December. So we are going to have a good time with that.
And what about mulch? I know that you guys had mulch and landscape services at the Eggleston Garden Center. It's what we're talking about right now. And that's in Norfolk, right by the Virginia Zoo. Are you guys still doing landscape efforts?
We are. Just getting to that. The landscaping, it's really this time of year is a good time to get shrubs and bushes and getting all your beds cleaned up and ready and make sure that, everything's set and planted before it starts, the ground starts getting really cold. So this is the best time to do it. Our landscaping team can help you get that started. Besides having all the supplies you need over at the garden center to do it yourself, if you need some help, our landscaping guys are ready to deploy over to your home or your business. We also do several commercial contracts, and we'd be glad to help you get everything put together.
Awesome. So some things to look forward to.
Yeah. And if you use our landscaping team, then you'll have that extra time to come to some of our fun events we have going on.
That's right.
Yeah. And start planting into the ground, my friends. It's not too early, too. You guys sell seeds for things that you can plant now and eat in the wintertime?
In the winter, maybe a little bit rough. But yes, you're probably talking about later in the year.
Okay.
But yeah, we do have seeds. We're fully stocked on seeds right now. This is the time that you can get, it's not too late to get seeds started for planting for the late fall.
What grows here in late fall?
Late fall, you're talking about the leafy stuff, lettuces, cabbage, broccoli, things like that.
Collards.
Yeah, it's the South. We got to have our collards.
That's right. And you mentioned pumpkins. You can get your pumpkins there as well as everything else you need at the Eggleston Garden Center. Again, Lafayette Road, right across, right by the mall. Or, I'm sorry, the mall. Right by the mall for animals. It's called the Norfolk Zoo, the Virginia Zoo. Check it out yourself. Again, at the website, I'm sure of, is EgglestonServices.org. EgglestonServices.org, or again the Garden Center has its own Facebook page for the Eggleston Center or Eggleston Garden Center. Find it yourself, my friends, and always at the website EgglestonServices.org. Real quick break, and we'll be right back with more on this Ask the Expert show with your friends from Eggleston.